Shalom to all. Today's Avos Vachem Daf Lamed Gimel. We're starting about the second line with the words Leim Sayele. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarbas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. Now the previous Gemara Ula had stated that Bia B'Miktzas Shma Bia, that even partially going to the Azar in a state of Tumah is called going in. This came from a statement that he had quoted in the Rish Lakish that if somebody who's Tameh put their hands into the Azar, they're going to get Malkus for that, and that's Bia B'Miktzas Shma Bia. So now the Gemara continues Leim Sayele. Let's say the following is a riot for him. The Rish tells us Kol Smicha Shayu Sham, all the Smichas, all the leanings on the animal that were over there, they were in the base of Mikdash. I say the following about them. They're right after smicha, right after leaning on it, there has to be shchita. There shouldn't be any break in between. That's because the pasuk says, and he does smicha and shechts it. So we see the techel smicha shchita. Right after leaning on it, there's shchita. Except for this carbon that was in Shar Nikonar, and that's referring to the carbon of Metzaira. The Metzaira is not able to go there. He can't go inside. Until they sprinkle for him the dam of his chatos and dam of his asham, and only then he could go there. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, this referring to a Metzaira, and we're saying over here now is as follows. We know the Metzaira has to do smicha on his carbon, but he can't go into the Azara because he's Tameh. So they bring it to the entrance, which is called Shair Nikonar. That's the main gate that enters from the Ezos Nashim. It's in the Mizrach. It's in the eastern side. The gateway itself is not Kadosh, so he does smicha over there, and then they bring it back into the Azara and Shechte. And that's on carbon the Brice is saying, which we do not say Techel Smicha Shechita, because first he's going to be doing the smicha, then they bring the carbon to the Azara and Shechte, so that's not right away. Now, if you want to say that just going partially in is not considered a let him just stick his hands into the Azara, he'll do smicha on his carbon, and then they could shecht it right away. And how would this work? Well, because Kachik Kachim, as we've learned previously, must be shechted in the Tzafan, in the north, or the right side of the Azara. And if he stands to the far right of this doorway of Shar Nikonar, he's by the north of the Azara, and he'll now be able to do smicha, and shechita can happen immediately afterwards. And since we do not say that, it must be that Bia B'Miktzas is Shma Bia. That's why he can't even put his hands inside. That's a raya for Ula. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef says, that's not a raya. Hamani, who's this? Rabbi Yehuda, he is going to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Damar, he holds Merchak Tzafon, that there's quite a distance to the north. What's this referring to? So this previous suggestion was really according to Rebbe, that the entire Tzafon, the entire right side of the Azara is fair game for Shechita, even right next to the entranceway of the Azara. However, as Rabbi Yosef just told us, we're really going like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that only the area corresponding to the north side of the Mizbeach is considered Tzafon for Shechita, which means that there's a distance of at least 22 Amos from the entrance of the Azara to where it could be Shechted, 11 Amos where Yisraelim are allowed to walk, then another 11 Amos of Jesus Kehanim, and only then the Mizbeach. So anyway, there wouldn't be Shechita right after Smicha, even if he was allowed to put his hands inside the Azara. So this is not a Raya, the Bia Miktzas Shma Bia. Ask the Gemara, if that's really true, that he would technically be allowed to put his hands inside the Azara, v'levet pishpish. So why not make a pishpish, which is a small entranceway, a small doorway. In other words, go around to the other side of the Azara, the Tzafon of the entire base of Mikdash compound, make a little doorway, which corresponds precisely to where the northern part of the Mizbeach is. And then if you're telling me Bia Miktzas is Lo Shma Bia, so we have a great suggestion. Bring the Mitzayr's animal to this new doorway that you made. He could put his hands inside, do smicha on it, and then they could check it right away, and that's considered Tzafon. Why not do that? So by Varama Dom Shavayu, they answer differently. That's because the pasuk says, a kol b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hiskil. It's all in writing. It's as if it was clarified to me from the hand of Hashem. Kol malchus atavnis, all the works of the plan of the Beis HaMikdash. This basically tells us that exactly as the blueprints of the Beis HaMikdash are, that's what has to be built. You can't add or subtract anything, so we can't just make this new entrance on the northern side of the Azara just from Tzairaim, because that's not part of the blueprints of the plan of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, some say that Amar Yosef, he clarified, that anyone who does smicha, he actually has to put his head and the majority of his body inside the Azara. And my time away is that, because he needs to have all of his kayach, and you can't just put your hands on an animal and that be all your kayach. You have to lean your whole body weight on it. It's just simply an impossibility. Even if you want to say that Bia Miktzas is Lashma Bia, it still wouldn't be sufficient for smicha, for him to put his hands inside to smicha. He has to basically bring his whole body inside, and that, of course, would not be allowed. The Gemara continues analyzing. Michael Sover, what does he hold? Meaning this Tana that we quoted above, who says that all smichas have to be right before the Shechita, except for the Asher Metzaira. Yikasar, if he holds smichas Asher Metzaira da'iraisa, that the smicha of the Asher Metzaira is da'iraisa, v'techel smicha Shechita da'iraisa, and also the requirement to do smicha right before Shechita is da'iraisa, well then le'ov v'lesmech lehedya d'rachman Omar. Why doesn't he just go into the Azara and do smicha? Because the Torah says he should do that. It's basically asei da'ichel asei. He has a lois asei, don't go in. He has an asei that he has to do smicha. They're both da'iraisa, and techel smicha Shechita is da'iraisa, so he should be able to do that. And the answer is that Amar Vada Ramasa, that no, gzeira shemi yarav b'psiyos. It's gzeira, maybe he's going to elongate his steps. You're right. Technically, walking in and doing smicha would be okay. The problem is, if he takes too many steps, one to the left, one to the right, maybe backwards or forwards, that he shouldn't be taking, then that's an unnecessary walking in the Azara, which he is not allowed to do, and he'd be chayv karis for that. In order to prevent that, we just say, no doing smicha. Now, some say that Amar Vada Ramasa, that smicha is a shamitzar daraisa. The smicha of Asham and Torah is daraisa, but the techev l'smicha shchita lav daraisa. The requirement to have the smicha right before the shchita, that's not daraisa, and therefore we say, let him do smicha on his karban while it's outside, and then it's brought inside, and he was mekayim the daraisa of doing smicha, and there's no problem that the smicha wasn't right before the shchita. However, the question is, meisvei, we had learned in the previous Amud, the pasuk tells us, v'samach v'shachat, he shall do smicha and then shchita. What do we learn from here? Mas smicha b'taharin av shchita b'taharin, that just like smicha has to be done with somebody who's tar, so the shchita has to be done with somebody who's tar. Now, v'yamad lav dairaisa, if you want to say that teich l'smicha shchita is not dairaisa, so b'tmei nami mishkach haslo. A person who's tamei, who's having his carbon brought for him, he just can't be in the azara, he should also be able to do smicha, because it doesn't have to be right before the shchita. Let them bring it out to him, he'll do smicha, and then they'll bring it in. The Gemara says, you're right, al rather, epach, we should switch it around. Smichas asham mitzayra lav dairaisa. The smicha of asham mitzayra, that's not dairaisa. V'teich l'smicha shchita, dairaisa. But the requirement to do smicha right before shchita, that is dairaisa. Now I'm giving my best on top. Ravina Amar Ravina tells us, le'inyan malkas itmar. This original statement of Ula, that Bia miktas shema Bia, was talking about something totally different. It's regards to malkas. He doesn't mean to say that partially going to the azara is like actually walking in that you'd be chayv kares. He's just saying that if a person would put his hands inside the azara, he'd be chayv malkas, because to that extent, it is considered going in. And that's actually the original quote that Ula had said in the name of Rish Lakish, that if he put his hands inside, he's going to get malkas. Now, Kiyosu Ravin, Ravin came from Arz Yisrael. Amravo, he called in the Ravo, the le'inyan tamish anagaba kaidish itmar. This statement that Ula quoted B'Shem Rish Lakish has to do with somebody who's tamei, who touched kadshim, and has nothing to do with Biba Miktas. And where do we see this? The Itmar was stated, tamish anagaba kaidish, if somebody tamei touched kadshim, Rish Lakish amar loikem, Rish Lakish says he gets malkas. Rish Rabbeichan amar ain't loikem, Rish Lakish says he doesn't get malkas. Now, what's the source of the Rishita? So Rish Lakish amar loikem, he says they get malkas. That's because the Pasuk tells us, b'chal kaidish le'siga, she shouldn't touch any kaidish. This is talking about a woman who's tamei. And so we see the Pasuk tells us, don't touch, and that's a lav. So we see the person's getting a malkas for this. Rish Rabbeichan amar, he says, ain't it like it? One's not getting a malkas. Why not? Because I hubit truma ksev. That's in regards to truma, and specifically talking about a tamei woman not touching truma. And ain mazhir and menadin, we can't learn a lav that one is going to get malkas for based off of a kal v'chaymer, and therefore this is limited to truma and not to kachim. So nothing more asked. Rish Lakish, hi kral achiyu da'asa. According to Rish Lakish, that's what the pasuk of b'chal kodesh la'siga is really for. Hayim b'alei, he needs it for the following: that as hara la'echol b'sar kodesh, that as hara, the warning, the one who's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim. The Itmar stated, as hara la'echol b'sar kodesh minayin. Where's the warning stated in the Torah? The one who's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim. So Rish Lakish says b'chal kodesh la'siga. It's from that pasuk, and we're going to soon see how that makes sense. That it says the word touching, but it really means eating. And Rabbi Yechon argues that Tani Bardalo teaches in a brayso asya tumasay tumasay mibias mikdash. We have gzer shava tumasay tumasay from bias mikdash. Malon onash vehezir, just like over there, there's a punishment in azhara. Afkanso to over here onash vehezir, there's a punishment in azhara. In other words, regarding one who ate kachim al tame, the pasuk says vitumasay alav. The main word over here being vitumasay, and regarding going into the mikdash al tame, the pasuk says ay tumasay bay. And the limit is it's just like by bias mikdash, which has an azhara v'lo yitamus machaneihem. So to eating kachim has an azhara. The bottom line is over here that we see that Rish Lakish uses the pasuk of b'chal kodesh le'siga teaching an iser to eat kachim al tameh, not the iser to touch kachim, and that's going to come with malkes. So the Gemara answers, actually he learns both. Tamei shenagba kodesh lav in malkes for tamei touching kodesh mid apgarachmana blasha negiya. That's because the Torah uses the word negiya of touching b'chal kodesh le'siga, and azhara la'oichel, where's azhara for the iser of eating it mid iskish kodesh le'mikdash, because we just had this hekesh of kodesh to mikdash, and so he actually learns both from the pasuk. And thank God for Rish Lakish, we have a brass just like Rish Lakish. What does the brass tell us? The pasuk says b'chol kodesh le'siga azhara la'oichel. This is azhara for the iser of eating kachim in a state of tuma. Not to azhara la'oichel. You say this is azhara for eating in a state of tuma. In el negah, maybe azhara for touching it because that's what the pasuk uses. That's the word. And the answer to this is tamalim. The pasuk says b'chol kodesh le'siga ve'al mikdash le'savai. That's a full quote of the pasuk. Makesh kodesh le'mikdash. We have a hekesh of kachim to the base of mikdash. Ma mikdash davar shi'ash boy lam dalad amar alfan tam nitiel zeshama. Just like the base of mikdash is something that comes along with Nitiyas Neshama, taking of life. Meaning, if somebody walks into the Beis HaMikdash or remains the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Toma, he's Chayv Kares, Af Kodesh, Davar Shesh by Nitiyas Neshama. So too, one who eats Kajim in a state of Toma, he also is going to get Kares for that. And even a Geya, if you want to say the Pasuk is talking about simply touching Kajim, Nitiyas Neshama Mi'ika, is there going to be a Chayv Kares just for touching it? No. El Bachila, it must be referring to eating it. So that's a Braisa that supports Rish Lakish. We continue with one more question. Vakatim Bayalei, where Rish Lakish still requires this Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Le'siga for something else. L'tamei sha'achal b'sar kodesh lifnei zrika. To say that if a person who's tamei ate kodeshim before zrikas adam, he's going to get malkes. He's not going to get kares because it was before zrikas adam, but he's still going to get malkes. That's what Rish Lakish needs a pasuk for. The Itmar stated, tamei sha'achal b'sar kodesh lifnei zrika. Somebody who's tamei who ate b'sar kodesh before zrikas adam, Rish Lakish amar loike. Rish Lakish says he gets malkes. Rish Rabbi Yechon amar ainu loike. Rabbi Yechon says no malkes. Rish Lakish amar loike. He says malkes. Why is that b'chol kodesh le'siga? It says in Pasuk, don't touch Kodesh. What do we learn from here? Loishnal lefnei zrika, loishnal lachar zrika. That doesn't make it as before zrika or after zrika. And as we just said before, touching really means eating. So we see there's a lav to eat basar Kodesh even before zrika. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino, like he says, it doesn't come along with Malkus. Kitani Bardala, Asya Tumasi Tumasai, causes Brisa that he quoted before from Bardala. We have this limba Tumasi Tumasai. Emchi Kasavahu, lachar zrika. The Pasuk of Chakash Lesika is talking about after zrika. So bottom line is, we see Rish Lakish requires his Pasuk to say that a person is going to get Malkus for eating Kachim before zrika Sadam. How could he use a Pasuk also for after zrika Sadam? And the answer is, in Kain, if that's really so, if it was only teaching us one limud, Lemakra, Bekaidesh. The Pasuk should say, Bekaidesh Lesika, my Bechol Kaidesh. Why is the extra word of Bechol? Shamiratarti, we learn from here, both limudim, that both before and after zrika, if he eats Kachim in state of Toma, he's going to get Malkus. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.